This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The death toll from a coronavirus outbreak in mainland China has reached more than 1,660, up 142 from the previous day. Across mainland China, the National Health Commission said Sunday the total number of infections has reached 68,500. Meanwhile, the United States and Japan are coordinating the return of nearly 400 American passengers from a cruise ship that's anchored at Yokohama. As Reuters' Adam Reed reports, that comes as the World Health Organization is warning the virus remains unpredictable.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear, it's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the US are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world security leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining that Beijing plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. At the Munich conference, Esper emphasized the United States is not seeking conflict with China, but he voiced concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and dominate Asia militarily by 2049. This is VOA News.